Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99 KMSR, and the Mightier 1090. Podcast replays on SiriusXM, video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside. And even if it's not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is cold and windy, but other than that, it's a gorgeous day here on Delmarva. Filthy Tom Lawler, off camera right now, trying to make me laugh. He's doing a very, very good job of it. And as you can tell, it's a filthy Wednesday. It's a filthy Valentine's Day because the boss man is... I don't know where the boss man is. He's somewhere in greater King County, Washington, I guess, doing some good dadding. That's what he is alleged to be doing, I guess, right now. But we don't know. I really don't know. He'll be back tomorrow on this show. And if you can't wait that long, become a subscriber over at WrestlingObserver.com. And you can check out he and Dave Meltzer late tonight / early tomorrow morning on Wrestling Observer Radio. It is... Believe it or not, even though it's Valentine's Day, quite the melancholic way to begin the show is there's been a release of a WWE on-air talent, Matt Camp, who was hired by the company in September of 2019 and has served as a studio show host. And if you only listen to this show for all of your wrestling needs, you would know him the best from The Bump, the thing that Brian Alvarez knows nothing about. But Matt Camp had also hosted other shows. He was involved in the pre- and post-game shows for both the TV and for premium live events. According to a story from Fightful, or I believe from PW Insider, the release came as something of a shock to those that they had spoke to. Fightful is reporting that Camp was released from the company last week, so... too bad that has happened. He is very talented, and I have a feeling he will land right back on his feet. So all the best to him, and we will get this thing started when we get back from break. Listen to all this Valentine's Day music. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. You know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Filthy is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website for this show is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. He'll be here with you on Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian is at Andrew Zarian. He's here with you on Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form wrestling review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian coming up tonight after AEW Dynamite. Each episode of the wrestling news is between 5 and 15 minutes long every single day of the year and is usually posted at about 9 a.m. Eastern Time. No clickbait, no speculation, no rumors, no paywall, just the wrestling news. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. I'm a little disappointed when I went to at Filthy Tom Lawler. I did not see any pictures up of his adventures with the entire Wu-Tang Clan doing a residency in Las Vegas, something that 1993 Mike Sempervivi thought that he would never, ever see. How was the show?
It was a great show. To be fair, I treated myself to an early Valentine's Day. You know, all that I got is...
As opposed to just being lonely on the vibrating bed, putting quarters in it as you eat Oreos and as you shake to yourself.
Excuse me?
That's never
Mike.
Happened, huh? No?
No. Treated myself. All that I got is myself. And went to the show, and it was great, let me tell you. But we're here today.
We are.
On a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, lots of happenings and shaking arounds and whatchamacallits going on in the wrestling world.
Mm-hmm. All that.
NXT last night.
Yeah.
AEW Dynamite tonight on Wednesday, as usual. I believe there's no Collision Saturday. Is that right?
There is no colliding going on Saturday, unfortunately, with all the NBA All-Star Game festivities taking place.
Where's that happening?
I don't know, but let me ask you a question. When it comes to Las Vegas, is that one of the events that you just try to not go out into the public with? Because there always seems to be a ruckus being caused every time there's a NBA All-Star game going on in Vegas.
Yeah, I think there was a big-time fight the last time that they were here. If they have the WNBA All-Star game here, I'll gladly attend. And if they throw down, I'm running for the hills, I'll tell you that much.
That's it. Some brawling could take place. Now, hey, you know what? That's a fantastic transition, Tom, because what if those WNBA players were throwing down at Bloodsport Bushido in Tokyo? Josh Barnett, Minoru Suzuki announced this today, posted up on the main page of WrestlingObserver.com by Ian Carey. There was a press conference held, and the two Pancrase veterans announced that Bloodsport Bushido would be taking place on June 22nd inside Tokyo Sumo Hall. Similar to the Bloodsport events that are held in the United States, Bloodsport Bushido will have shoot-style rules with no ring ropes and matches only ending via knockout or submission. Barnett said that they are looking for professional wrestlers and combat athletes from other sports to take part.
Well, look at that. We may just get Kelsey Plum versus Liz Cambage.
It's, you know, I've been waiting for Johnny Morton to come back out of retirement since that K1 Dynamite show in Los Angeles. It's perfect time for him to come back out again and maybe face Barnett or Suzuki, who are the only two names announced for the show thus far. GCW's version of Bloodsport, Bloodsport 10, is scheduled for April 4th in Philadelphia over WrestleMania weekend. The only match that's announced for that show thus far is Takuya Nomura and Fuminori Abe. When Barnett and Suzuki wrestled, or fought, as I should say, on the only Bloodsport event that they were on together, they went to a 25-minute draw in 2019. Filthy, this has got you all over it for both of those shows.
I hate to burst the bubble, Mike, but I don't think that they're going to be flying over a ton of international talent for these shows. The way I look at it is I would imagine this is going to be a lot of guys maybe from the GLEAT UWFI style promotion. And then, of course, we've already had Abe and Nomura announced for the Bloodsport over here this year. So, yeah, you know, maybe they'll be on the one over there. There's been plenty of guys on Bloodsport in the past who've, you know, come over from Japan, usually one or two a show. Manoa Man was on one of them as well. So there's always Japanese guys, but it's not like they fly over an entire contingent. So, you know, I think maybe you'll see Harry Smith, Barnett himself, maybe one or two other American guys, and then a lot of Japanese representation, which, hey, I'm cool with that, especially if they can get guys from other styles. Maybe they get a sumo in there. Maybe they can get the guy who just won the 3-on-1 main event at Dogfight Wild Tournament 2. Did you see that, Mike?
I saw that by way of your Twitter. Would you like to explain this to people? Because I thought the peak of fighting was going to be Bob Sapp and Rampage Jackson sharing one shirt and beating the hell out of people. But this is hook and shoot from the past. The tag team MMA wars taken to a new level. What are the rules here? Is it anything goes? Was there a tag team involved in this, or was it all men for themselves in a four-way MMA fight?
I don't want to spend too much time on this because I'm assuming most of the listeners didn't come here to hear about an obscure MMA show that had 5,000 people in Spain.
It depends on how we talk about it.
But that's how they're getting. That's what they're going to get here for a couple minutes at least. Because there was a show called Dogfight Wild Tournament 2, Mike, put on by YouTuber Jordi Wild, who is wildly popular in Spain.
Sounds like either a male or female porn star, Jordi Wild.
He is a male, and to start off the main event of his show, which was a 3-on-1 battle, at three men at once fighting one man, he banged a gong. And then they banged away with their fists and bodies inside the cage. The three smaller men who were about I think they were lightweight, so probably 155, 170. And the gentleman, Eduardo Riego, was a light heavyweight, 205, 210, 215, somewhere in there. The three men swarmed him, and they held him back for a little bit. It was like watching, you know, three smaller bears attack one larger animal. And it was the best pro wrestling psychology like I've ever seen.
Three hyenas jumping on a rhino or something.
Yeah, it's like you're watching Jurassic Park, but it's real, and you can't believe it. And by... I couldn't believe what I was watching. This went from an impossible feat at the beginning, fighting three men, to improbable as he locked on a guillotine choke, choked one guy unconscious in a sea of bodies. They peeled him out of there. They restart the fight. And it went from improbable to a reality as this guy beat the next two gentlemen. And I use that term loosely. These blokes got beat up one after another as he choked them both out. And this was a legendary battle in the history of martial arts. I've never seen anything like it.
A sanctioned street fight. If this even was sanctioned, it was probably on some Native American casino in the basement somewhere or something.
It was in
like
Spain.
That's what in Spain. I just
it was in Spain.
The rules couldn't be any looser in Spain than they are in Poland for those shows with your boy Putnetsky or whatever his name is.
KSW is one of the top wrestling promotions on the planet. I'd put them up there, you know, in the upper echelon, right there with this podcast, Mike. Wrestling Observer Live, coming right back at you.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. It's Valentine's Day. Yep. It's a St. Valentine's Day massacre here on Wrestling Observer Live. Producer Dom jumped in to let us know the NBA All-Star Game taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana. Filthy, I doubt you're checking out any of that, are you? Did you ever check out back in the day the skills competition, the three-point contest, the dunk contest? Did any of that ever appeal to you?
I used to love that sort of thing. That sort of activity appeals to me more than the game of basketball in many ways. We've seen good basketball so many times, but we haven't seen guys fail miserably at three-pointers when they're supposed to be the best in the world. We haven't seen guys spectacularly miss dunks that they should make. You know, there's plenty of things in those skills competitions that I love to see. I'd love to see a wrestling skills competition.
Oh, see, this would go along. Oh. I can already see this dripping into, like, the Olympic conversation we have with Brian here. I mean, what would entail the skills competition for pro wrestling? Like, who's got the best tackle drop down? Get it again?
Yeah, the international spot. Politicking would be one of them. The wrestling decathlon. Backstage
politicking. The best use of that doesn't work for me, brother. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of that doesn't work for me, brother, that may have been what the entire in-ring wrestling community told QT Marshall. I make a joke here. I'm sorry, QT. I don't mean to throw you out like that, but QT Marshall is apparently on his way back to All Elite Wrestling. According to a report on Fightful Select, Marshall and AEW have worked out whatever their previous issues were, and he's going to be back in his role backstage in the vice presidential role, which he apparently carried with him the last time around. But it is noted that he will not be returning in any sort of on-screen capacity as an in-ring talent. So, Tom, you know, he wanted to be in the ring more. We saw him form his little group, and he was out there. He's worked in Mexico for AAA. He was there at the last big AAA show that they had down there, but apparently maybe not getting the interest that he may have wanted to be involved in the ring with other places, but he's going to be back in AEW. Any thoughts on QT?
I was surprised just because of how recently he left and the circumstances under. He said that it was time, you know, for him to go all in, which I thought he was going to end up in the WWE. Or NXT or some sort of role there.
But makes sense because of obviously his friendship with Cody Rhodes and the background that he does have training guys and being a mentor and trying to take on that role. He's been doing that actually for years for those who do not know. I mean, going back, you know, well into the ROH days, you know, way back.
And if I'm QT Marshall, I mean, at some point, right, like money should matter. We're in this as professional wrestlers. And if somebody told me that I could be in the back and still involved in a vice presidential capacity with AEW and not have to take bumps, and if I want to go wrestle in AAA again, I can. And if I want to go wrestle in Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling, I can. You know, maybe while he was training in his off time, maybe he got an injury or something, or maybe something happened in his life that made him reconsider going all in on just wrestling. Who knows? But I hardly view it as a downgrade for QT Marshall to end up back with AEW.
Certainly not. And he's pushing 40 years old if he's not already. I know he's got to be in his late 30s, and I'm sure, like a lot of guys, he does not want to be out of the ring. He probably feels as though he never got his due because of the time that he was coming up. And even though he's been, you know, a wrestler on TV technically before, you know, I bet you he thinks he can do more and give more to fans out there and accomplish more in his in-ring career. But you're exactly right. As you push this point, as you go out there and you look at the landscape, yeah, it's got to be great to be able to go down to AAA or go down to Puerto Rico for WWEC or go to some of these indies out there and, you know, and have a good time. But to not then to have a fallback, which is what a job with AEW provides you, working in a vice presidential role backstage, you know, probably, I don't want to say if cooler heads prevailed or anything like that, but whatever their issues are, I'm glad for his sake that they're all ironed out because, as you mentioned, you know, your bump card at some point, even if you're Sting, will eventually run out, you know, at some point here. And, you know, him being back in a role and not being on TV, I think is a good thing here, too, because, again, you know, I have nothing against QT, but the attempts that they made with QTV and some of the things that they tried to do, you know, they didn't work, you know, for him. And we see where Harley, I don't know if Harley Cameron's in a better position now than she was before, but, like, you know, nothing came from that group, and it only did damage to Powerhouse Hobbs.
What is Harley Cameron doing?
Apparently it's breaking up your boy there, the
Cool Hand Ange.
Cool Hand Ange and Ruby Soho.
She's one of the wildest characters I've seen in recent memory.
And she was a team with Mariah May at some point back in the day. Can you imagine those two together? Seriously, can you imagine those two as a tag team? I'm surprised Stardom didn't take both of them at the same time.
I mean, maybe we'll see that here eventually.
Two lunatics. Two absolute lunatics. And Toni Storm's a lunatic, and she's going to be on tonight's show. We should probably get to tonight's show, which is taking place at the HEB Center in Cedar Park, Texas, live tonight on TBS, AEW Dynamite. Number one contenders match? I'm not going to say anything about rankings during this. Don't worry. Adam Copeland against Daniel Garcia. Non-title Texas Death Match, International Champion Orange Cassidy against Matt Taven. I want to come back to that in a minute, Tom, because I want your thoughts on that stipulation. The Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas against Top Flight. John Moxley against Dax Harwood. Maybe everybody's going to be attacked by a luchador. You never know. Willow Nightingale against Sky Blue. We'll hear from Hangman Adam Page, Swerve Strickland, and AEW Champion Samoa Joe. And yes, the debut of Toni Storm's Wet Ink feature. Texas Deathmatch. Tom, I know it's 2024. We have matches to have matches. And we are in Texas, so there's that. And no, Texas Deathmatches don't exactly mean what they used to. But with that said, you think you want to blow the Texas Deathmatch stipulation on Orange Cassidy or Matt Taven for this on basically a week's build? Or is the Texas Deathmatch a stipulation that should be held in some sort of regard or in some sort of rare air and you just don't throw it out there for a Wednesday Dynamite? That's something that should be a stipulation match on a pay-per-view.
Maybe if it was any other state. But Texas sucks.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
What do you
hold it in such revere that you hold it off?
Well, I mean, I'm
no
talking
way.
About the
burn
years
this
and
stipulation
years of
into the ground. This stipulation's been bastardized over the years anyways. What exactly are we going to get tonight? Is it going to be the Texas death match where you have to incapacitate the guy and then wait 30 seconds for him to wake up and pin him or whatever it was? I don't even remember.
Like Dory Funk Sr. back in the day with matches that went 74 falls.
My guess is that this is a way to have a bunch of shenanigans involving the best friends in the United Kingdom. And the easiest way to do that is to throw in a stipulation. And hey, we're in Texas, so a Texas death match makes more sense than a lumberjack match or just random no DQ. Why not make it a Texas death match?
Okay, well, devil's advocate, why not just have an Austin street fight then? Why have a Texas death match, which, again, is supposed to, in theory, be something other than just some hardcore match? It's supposed to have a little bit of cachet to it. It's supposed to be a blow-off to a feud, is it not? At least historically, that's what it's been about.
It's 2024, brother.
I know.
You're moving too slow.
A note.
You got to pick up with the times.
Well, Cassidy and Taven are going to be doing that. It has been a... And look, I guess I shouldn't say it's been a week's build here either. I mean, they have had, you know, nonstop the Undisputed Kingdom plucking away at Orange and all of his people and best friends as we lead into this Roderick Strong Orange Cassidy international title match that we have coming up. And surely, regardless of what happens here, we're still probably going to have Orange Cassidy. At least I would assume we would be having Orange Cassidy and Mike Bennett coming up here at some point too. But Matthew and Nicholas, the Young Bucks, made their heel.
Mike, what if they're about to put away Orange Cassidy and then the coin drops? I don't think it's happening.
I think if you're going to do that, you wait for Adam Cole to come back at fully healed out of that wheelchair, and then he does something, and then you bring Okada in. I think this is no offense to anybody involved right now. Not the way to bring in Okada. Probably not the peak way to be bringing in Okada right now to tie him into this, but, I mean, he could be, look, Okada's going to be really interesting as it goes along, too, if he does sign with AEW, to see exactly what position he's in and to see who he feuds with first, because I know there's a lot of people that, you know, could see him going different directions, but some may not like this. Him coming in as a... at the help to help Chris Jericho against Takeshita and Hobbs and the rest of Callis's army. I mean, is that too much of a crazy thought, Tom?
I think you debut Okada and you debut him solo and you put him into a big singles program right off the bat. That's what I think, Mike.
What did you think about Alicia Keys' dress at the Super Bowl? What did you think about that?
Beautiful. Just like Absolutely. Usher's performance.
Exactly. It's Valentine's Day, people. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-585-8255. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. The Quiet Storm edition of Wrestling Observer Live. Just heard Casey and JoJo coming up after the break. All right, Filthy. We got to get to this AEW or this NXT review, don't we? Do we still have to do this now, even if Brian's not here? Even though times have changed, do we still have to let the people know what took place on NXT last night?
Hey, this could be the most watched show on television at some point, as far as wrestling goes, within the next year or so. So
it's possible. Might as well. 2025 takes over if all these people stop watching TV, as they supposedly are, and SmackDown goes to USA. What will be left? What will be left? Is the NWA on the CW app and NXT on the CW proper. But for right now, it's still on USA. Still at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. Show had a cold opening. And here, this is going to be good too, Tom, because as I go through this, I just want to know, since you watch this on Hulu, because you're very lucky, you don't have to see the whole thing. I want to know what is on this show and what they remove from the Hulu version, okay? We get the cold opening with Oro Mensah and Noam Dar in a locker room trying to relax. They get jumped by the babyfaces, Von Wagner and Mr. Stone, Mr. Stone's kids, once again there and being involved in the mix as they bamboozled Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend, who went chasing after them. But everyone worked their way to the ring. Everyone was fighting around ringside as that was happening. Jakara and Lash distracted the referee, allowed Oro to chop block Wagner, and Noam rolled him up and got the pin. So that's two straight wins now for Noam over Von Wagner. It looks as though that Noam Dar is going to be moving on to some other things. The No Quarter Catch crew, to be specific. And they're going to be doing battle here very soon. We then got a Chase U skit. They have their classroom back, and Andre Chase has gotten back all of his gimmicks, including Duke Hudson's trophy. You not a fan of this one, Filthy?
You didn't like this? Chase U.
No Chase U on the show?
Not on the Hulu version.
Oh, my God. See, you missed all this drama here as Thea Hale went to talk to Riley Osborne, and it seems like it annoyed JC Jane a little bit, but everything stopped when Adriana Rizzo showed up. And JC handed her a big manila envelope that was heavier than expected. Due to the robust calendar sales of the NXT calendar, the Chase U calendar, and she reminds Adriana to keep Andre and Duke in mind in case for a future tag team title shot against the family, which, as we'll get to later on, slipped out of their hands. Gallus gauntlet match, Ridge Holland against all three members of Gallus. At least that's what you thought it would be. And Filthy, that was also not on the Hulu version of the show?
Yeah, it appears they cut out a good half hour straight.
You didn't miss much. I mean, the only thing this thing did was eat up some time, really, because the match went to a picture-in-picture break. It started with Wolfgang and Ridge Holland. He beats Wolfgang during the break with his snowplow finisher and Northern Grit that he uses. Then it was Ridge against Mark Coffey. They go for a little bit. He hits the Northern Grit again, and as he went for the pin, Joe Coffey pulled Holland out of the ring. Holland hit him. The bell rang, and that was that. Even the announcers, and it is still Byron Saxton filling in for Booker T this week, they have no idea what's going on. It was not explained what happened. Nobody knows. Wolfgang grabbed a chair. He went after Ridge Holland. Holland fought them all off, took the chair, beat on everybody. And then after he laid everybody out, he once again got sad and he sat in the corner. And Vic Joseph asked Tom, okay, this is verbatim what he asked. With this past, does Holland need to come to grips with something deeper that even he doesn't see? That's what he said. Yeah. Lexus King then laughed at Von Wagner and Mr. Stone for always losing and called Mr. Stone's kids brats.
He should have laughed at that line.
That's what he said. And it was just like that, too, with the pause of something deeper and then the question mark at the end. Apparently Rich Holland still needs to come to grips with some things. Lexus King, again, laughed at Von Wagner and Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone, he calls his kids brats. Mr. Stone says, no one talks about my kids. Your kids were just involved in a match earlier on. You're the one who keeps bringing them around. I am done having sympathy for any babyface or anybody in wrestling at all that brings their family members to things. I was done with this back when Magnum TA brought his mother to the press conference with Ivan Koloff and Nikita Koloff back in 86. Even as a little kid, I'm wondering, what'd you bring your mom for? He's bringing Ivan. Why'd you bring your mom? And you expect her to not be insulted? I have no sympathy here for any of these people, Tom. None, not one. If they keep dragging Carl Frederick's kids, you know, and his kid's sister in there, have them keep losing and getting beat up. That's my TED Talk. Stop bringing your kids to these things if you don't want them made fun of by the heels.
No sympathy for Lexus King and that beard?
I know, because he makes the choice to have that haircut and beard. So I have no sympathy towards him whatsoever. None. The North Quarter Catch Crew really wants the Heritage Cup, so I don't know what that's going to lead to, but there's probably going to be some wackiness. Lola Vice defeated Tatum Paxley in about 4 minutes, probably 2.5 minutes too long. During the match, Lyra Valkyria sprints down the ringside with the belt over her shoulder, and she tries to cheer Paxley on. Paxley hits a bunch of strikes, but then, you know, it just doesn't do anything. Lola kept knocking her down, trying to get pins, but Paxley kept fighting out of it because Lyra was right there and they were mind-melding or whatever it was. Lola finally laid her out. Valkyria carried Paxley to the back, and that was that.
Mike.
Yes?
You really dislike this show, don't you?
No, but I mean, these matches were what they were. Why?
Oh,
I kind of
like this match.
What, about Paxley continuing to be
Vice?
Lazarus?
Well, this is bizarre because Lola Vice, who's been a heel her entire run, is getting cheered the whole time.
That's because it's the thirstiest fan base I've ever seen in my entire life. If you got thighs, those guys are going to go nuts.
Then Tatum Paxley starts running her offense, running it back, and then they're on her side. Lola starts landing spin kicks. She lays her out. Valkyria, who has not wanted Paxley's help whatsoever, wants nothing to do with her up until this very point for absolutely no reason that we can figure out, cheers her on, and then Lola locks on an inverted triangle choke. She turns her over to the head scissors. She makes her tap out.
It sound a lot more technical than it should be.
She saved a lot of guys in that crowd a lot of money with that finish.
After a commercial break.
Shotzi appeared backstage. Is this where you're going with this? Yeah. I love this, too, because Shotzi appears. She challenges Valkyria as literally she challenges her over Paxley's dead body.
Yes. But the whole thing is Paxley's faking because she kind of looks up and like her eyes are going and then she like falls back out again. But they're not friends because she says you need to tend to your friend. And then Lyra has got to cut her off and go, we're not friends. And then all of a sudden Paxley comes back to life again and goes in a Joe Gacy style. So we got Shotzi next week. And the whole thing wasn't that match supposed to be this week? Wasn't that announced last week that we were going to have a title match on this week's show? I guess not.
Did they just figure out, like, we got no heels on this female roster? We got to turn a bunch of people all at once? Because Roxanne Perez is turning a heel, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It looks like Paxley and Valkyria are turning. And that's, you know, basically the top of the card. I mean, Valkyria and Roxanne were the top of the card baby faces, right?
Well, yeah, I think you have to keep shuffling back and forth because I have a feeling like somebody like an Ariana Grande, I keep saying Ariana Grande, she's Santino's daughter, Ariana, whatever the hell her name is, okay?
Santino's daughter?
Yes. You didn't know that?
Ariana,
Adriana?
What the Adriana name? Rizzo?
No, not Adriana Rizzo. Ariana, whatever her face is. Grace. Ariana Grace, the beauty queen with the tiara and such.
Oh, she was in the backstage segment.
Yes. Well, yeah, and we'll get to that in a minute here. Look, Jada Parker defeated Adriana Rizzo in about 4 minutes. Again, these women look the part. I mean, that is for sure. Filthy saying we didn't get it on Hulu. Sorry for all you folks on Hulu, but you didn't miss anything. They're just really green. And again, they both look the part. They're both got personalities. I understand why they're on TV, but this was definitely one of those matches that where you're probably going to want to do about a zillion more times on the Coconut Loop circuit whenever they have house shows down there. Kind of like Tiffany Stratton and Fallon Henley. They may be opponents for years to come. Adriana and Parker probably are going to be the same way, especially because of the factions they're tied into. So keep doing that match, but probably keep it off TV for quite some time. Carmelo Hayes beat Joe Gacy in about 13 minutes. When Gacy comes out now, the camera goes upside down, so prepare to hear Brian bitch, moan, and complain about that one. That was, though, to that point, the best match on the show. But to that point, it was the best match on the show.
Not the match.
You think about that.
I'm talking about the
going upside down with the camera?
Yeah. And then he's making these weird spooky faces into the camera like I'm doing right now. I've had enough of that already.
So have I. I'm glad we don't do that on the regular on this show.
And I thought Joe Gacy looked good at the end of the match, but not at the very beginning.
He wrestles great. I mean, I don't want to say great, but I mean, he's really, really good. And he is, to me, a guy that you have to have in NXT because of his experience. He's perfect for that rogues gallery of guys and girls that you're getting in there of so many different experience levels. I think he's perfect, but there has got to be some sort of molding of that character where it's not as annoying as it's coming off to be, but the fans are starting to buy into it a little bit, so at least there's that. Carmelo obviously gets the victory here after the match. Dijak runs down with a nightstick, starts beating Gacy with it, and then puts him in a straitjacket and kept beating on him as Gacy laughed back in his face. That led to Roxanne Perez backstage. As her heel turn continues, she slaps Ren Sinclair for trying to calm her down as Roxanne's all pissy and moody and going off on Ava, not giving her the title shot that she feels that she deserves. Then on the screen, we get a wacky font that read, "Goodness is a man's struggle. Evil, however, is human nature." Is evil coming in? Is House of Torture coming in NXT?
I think they're trying to get Nakajima.
That would be...
So that they could have their own triple crown.
I tell you what, NXT. Him coming in there, kicking off, you know, Dar's head and then and fighting Charlie Dempsey in NXT. I'm not against that. Obafemi cut a promo in the ring. He was eventually challenged by Alexis King for next week. Brooks Jensen attacked Josh Briggs in the NXT kitchen, and they were pulled apart until Ava ran in and did some poor acting but made the match. Kiana James then went on to defeat Brinley Rice in about 3 minutes. Terrible, terrible match. You missed nothing there. That one was not on Hulu. On Hulu, though, did they have the Brinley, Edris Enofe, Malik Blade moment together? No? Oh, man. Brinley cartwheels in, says she's not upset, she's staying positive, and then cartwheels away. Yeah, I don't know. Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker then defeated Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo in what was the match of the night. Corbin and Breakker, the Wolf Dogs, are your new NXT Tag Team Champions. We'll get Filthy's thoughts on that, as well as what he's doing tonight for Valentine's Day when we get back on Wrestling Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Bron Breakker, Baron Corbin, your new NXT Tag Team Champions. Not sure for how long, especially if Bron Breakker gets called up to the main roster, as he seems to be. Nick Aldis, as Baron Corbin joked about, ready to back up the Brinks truck to his house. Tom, what you think about the match and the prospects of Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker going forward here? Again, two former NFL-level talents. Baron Corbin actually played for a little bit in the NFL, and Bron Breakker, unfortunately, just too short. He had seemingly everything else when he was invited to the Ravens camp, but just a little too small to play running back in the NFL. What'd you think about the match? What do you think about them as a team?
I thought that their interactions were the best thing on this show. The main event was great, especially when you think about the little amount of time that I guess really both Stax Lorenzo and especially Tony D have had in the business. Every time I watch Tony D'Angelo, I come out impressed. Not only, you know, for his level of experience, but also his level of talent in there as a pro wrestler. I think he has progressed greatly. I was a big fan of this match. I was a big fan of Baron Corbin saying he needed to win this belt backstage with Bron Breakker. He said it's been six years, and he's going to the Chiefs Super Bowl parade, and he wanted that belt around his shoulder. And guess where he's going with that belt around his shoulder? He's going to the Super Bowl parade to be with all the winners, just like you winners out there who've been listening to us for the past 55 minutes. Mike, it's been a great Valentine's Day. I love you, buddy. I love everybody at home. Take it home for us.
I don't think there's anything left to say. Be good to your significant other tonight. We'll talk to you again after a while.